There's this summary of all of salvation history in the person of Christ and the glory. And there are so many moments throughout the Mass, whether we have the summary of what we believe in the Creed or the Gloria or the praising of our Lord and the Alleluia. All of these songs have roots in the Old Testament. Can you tell me maybe what your favorite part of the Old Testament is that you see come to light in the Mass that isn't commonly discussed?
Oh, there's so many. I'll give you one. This is a basic one. It's so basic. And we Catholics hear this all the time. We don't really feel the weight of its meaning. It's when the priest says at the beginning, "The Lord be with you." And he says it at the end. We hear that multiple times throughout the liturgy, "The Lord be with you." And we could think of that as like a throwaway line. Hey, oh, it's like good morning. Oh, good morning, people. We're like,
Hello,
right back
the
at you,
Catholic
Father.
hello.
Exactly. But it's so much more than that, because in scripture, those words are spoken every time God addresses someone who he's calling to a great mission, like Moses to lead the people out of Egypt. That's what he hears at the burning bush. I will be with you. Joshua hears these words when he's called to lead the people into the promised land. Gideon hears these words when he's called to fight off the Midianites who've been oppressing the people. David hears these words at the beginning of his kingship. So it's when someone's called to a daunting mission and they realize they can't do it on their own, and God will say, I'll be with you. So God is reminding us through the priest at every Mass that as we begin Mass, this isn't just like a little time for prayer. We are about to encounter Almighty God in His Word. He's coming to speak to us through those inspired readings of Scripture, and He's coming to dwell among us in the liturgy of the Eucharist. We can't just walk in and just expect, oh, I'm going to, hear God's Word and receive the Eucharist. No, we got to get ready. And I need God to help my heart get ready. So the priest, when he says, "The Lord be with you," he's saying, get ready. May God be with you to help you do what you couldn't do on your own. And that's really hear God's word in your heart and then receive him worthily in Holy Communion. You need God. Get ready for this. And it's like I always think of this line as like a trumpet blast at the beginning of Mass, like to wake me up and realize, okay, I'm in a different sacred space, a sacred time. I've got to get ready.
It's so profound because you mentioned that each of these people who are called to a great mission, it was a daunting mission. You think of Elijah, you think of Jonah, these people are like, no, like I quit. I'm okay. I'm gonna run from the mission God has for me. But as you said, God is with you in that mission. Even if all you understand your mission to be right now is I'm called to go to Mass or maybe return to Mass for the first time after everything we've experienced over the last year with churches being closed and lack of access to the sacraments.